The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
So the Bible says he has given you and I all things.
In
the
journey, say, "Oh, mama, no,
but today it is like we are worshiping God. We are doing things for God to bless me. For God, yes, He has already blessed you.
I say,
God has already blessed you. He has already blessed you. Sometimes when I see people coming to kneel on this altar."
Now here's any
now here one. The way they are begging.
Send your almost selling your coupon. Yes, slow.
Yes.
Yeah.
But listen to me.
Now see
what you are begging for.
He
has already given to you.
Or the other.
He has already given to
you.
It
the
has
amount
already
dada.
Been paid for.
Wait, see who can so dada.
But we need knowledge how to assess what God has already given to
you
us.
Hear him there.
That is the knowledge God is giving to you now. So tonight we want to deal again with the theme dealing with unyielding things.
Unyielding things.
And the explanation of that unyielding thing is unyielding agents.
As one for
unyielding battles,
unyielding
challenges,
unyielding
enemy,
unyielding
forces,
unyielding
guns,
unyielding
horns,
unyielding
powers,
unyielding
principalities,
unyielding
conditions,
unyielding
situations. So I simply put it. Dealing with unyielding things. Things that are not yielding. Things that are not giving up. As a deliverance minister, I've encountered several situations. Why for 3 hours? The demon is not giving up. Some right from the way the time you begin. The demon will start laughing at the person.
No, if you say Esre Niako.
You too. The demon doesn't want to give up. But by perseverance. The demon gives up. But I've come to realize a simple key.
Now,
some of you belong to several prayer groups. You are weighing the prayer groups that are more powerful.
Now,
it is good. But don't waste your time. It is good to belong to groups to enhance yourself. Time will not permit me tonight to show you some things. Time will not permit me. Why do things not give up? Why do battles and forces and spirit and demons behind situations don't give up? Why are they not yielding? Because the Bible said that at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven and on earth. And under the earth. And every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God, the Father. But why is it that at several mention of the name Jesus, the situation is not bowing? The condition is not bowing. Why? Does it mean that the situation and the condition is greater than the name Jesus? Or the word of God? No.
Debbie.
No.
Debbie.
Let me tell you something. Look. Let me not say it. We are dealing with unyielding things. Go to John chapter 11. John chapter 11 from verse 1 talks about the death of Lazarus.
The
very good friend of
Lazarus
Jesus Christ.
Yes, Adam for pa.
The brother of Martha and Mary.
Mary ni Martha ni Abema.
Jesus loves this family so much.
Na Yesu do sa ebusun yi pa.
He eats in their home.
Na odidi wo mu fi.
One of the few places that Jesus regularly.
Na biye ka krebia ota koho. Ota koho.
And when a message was sent to him that your friend Lazarus is sick.
Na there are some small command say what down for Lazarus oyare.
Jesus didn't go there immediately.
Yes, ankoho amunumwa.
First after when he got there, Martha gave Jesus a gentle rebuke.
It's Martha can
a diplomatic rebuke.
It was a rebuke.
Only she couldn't say it in a say, ah, Master, if you had been here earlier,
now ora and kaubahan tema,
my brother would have died. Do you know what Martha was saying? Now that the thing is spoiled, is now you are coming. What is the use? This was what Martha was actually saying. But she couldn't say that directly to Jesus. So she polished it. Master. If you have been here earlier, if you have been here earlier, but you see, I want to talk about when Jesus had arrived.
Now, Akasapa, Emra Yesu kodu hano,
and Lazarus was now to be brought back.
Now, as I say, yede Lazarus esamba back eba netibio.
So when we go to John 11, verse number 39 and 40. Let's start from 38. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. This was the first obstacle. Take away the stone. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man. By this time, there is a bad odor. For he has been there 4 days. This is another obstacle. What we say? Mindset.
40.
Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, another obstacle, unbelief, if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, okay, let me jump to verse 43. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Another obstacle. Again, when you go to Mark, chapter 11. Mark chapter 5. From verse 24. Mark chapter 5. From verse number 24. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet, instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. Because she thought, some verses she said to herself, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, verse 29, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? Now, let me end here.
And they see her.
What is it that has given power?
And then, Pana, ama to me.
To situations not to yield.
Ama tibia entimi enyemu.
When you read Daniel chapter 7, verse 26, Daniel 7:26. But the court will sit, and his power will be taken away and completely destroyed forever. This is the legal court.
We am ready, Bia.
What is the legal name of Lucifer?
The devil.
What is the legal name of Lucifer? Devil. The legal name of Lucifer is devil. You know, unyielding situations. Before a situation or a spirit of power will yield, there is one thing that you must deal with. The reason why the situation is unyielding, the spirit is unyielding, because it has a license.
It has a legal right.
It has a license. Right.
Yeah.
2 years advance.
If you know,
and then you move in.
Now,
when the landlord or the landlady comes to worry, do you know that the landlady or the landlord can even be arrested? Because it is an agreement. Within those 2 years or 3 years or 1 year, the landlord or landlady has no right. So she can be arrested. The law can deal with her. Now,
Sabri,
get this teaching very well.
Every situation
in your life that is not changing, that is not yielding, it has a license or a legal right. It has a license or a legal right. And what is that license? What is that legal right? About 7 things or 5 things. Number one, covenant. There is a covenant. Ancestral covenant. Family covenant. Parental covenant. Tribal covenant. That is what gives that spirit or that situation the right. Covenant. Personal covenants. When we're in the world. Number two. The words we spew in the atmosphere. The words we speak. Words are not ordinary words. The words we speak. When we are angry, Matthew chapter 12, verse 35. Matthew 12, 37. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Who condemns you? The devil uses your word.
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21.
Lies the power of life and what death. Words
in some
give situations and the spirit behind them the license or legal right. When Jesus got to the tomb of Mary. Of Lazarus. What did Martha say?
And then Martha can
say by now.
I say, oh, Sabri.
There is an order.
A yihua.
Do you know what she was saying?
Only there.
Look, the thing is spoiled.
And then I say,
the thing is spoiled.
And then I say,
woman, how old are you?
Mommy, when you're here, say,
you are 65.
And you say no.
You are 70.
And you say,
you are still thinking about marriage.
Oh, that's what you are worried about.
You are still thinking about childbirth.
Oh, that's what you are worried about.
Why don't you just adopt somebody's child?
I don't know how to be.
Where?
I am some.
Number three.
And that's what I am saying.
Your belief system.
Senia Ojidifa.
Your belief system gives the situation and the powers behind them, the legal right, the license. What you believe, the belief system you are carrying around. Look, God has made my life, my ministry so simple. Some people have been worried about. When I'm praying, God, please remember this. Look, when you encounter some of them one-to-one, when they tell you what is in their head, no wonder. Let me tell you, nobody can change your situation. It's you and God. I'm telling you, even these things I'm saying, you can decide to shut your mind. You can sit down here like my head and Alex, my mate in secondary school, my head and Alex. When you tell him to kneel down, he's always kneeling down. Every day he will kneel down. Very stubborn. And sometimes when we are laughing at him, who is kneeling down? You see me kneeling down. Don't you see that I'm still standing? Oh, you
will
only see that I'm kneeling down. I am still standing. People can sit down here. They are not hearing it. What do you believe?
And then our GD.
Jesus said to Martha.
Yes, you got Martha.
Didn't I tell you that if you believe, you see the glory of God? Your belief system. We have gone to university and studied some dead philosophies.
Dead
cultural ideas and traditions. And we have filled our minds with them. They give the situation the lances.
And no matter be ano, aye two mikrata.
Your mindset.
Send your wesiwa dream for afa.
Your mindset.
Send your wesiwa dream for afa.
What goes on in your mind? Before Jesus could raise Lazarus.
And sana yesu timi enyani Lazarus no.
He had to deal with the internal unbelief system. He had to deal with the unbelief of the sisters. And then the physical stone has to be removed. The The physical stone represents their mindset, their belief systems.
Na eni so ebo ne gina ma se na o ma si o ma dwemo afa o mo seniam o mo ji ni amedi fa.
There are two ways to deal with unyielding situation.
Kwan me anu na eni niamma anase tibia embese be jam no ye ne ni di.
Take away
yifi ho
is nonsense.
Fani tumika tani fi ho.
Take away
yifi ho
is legal right.
Ni ho kwan na owo no.
Then you command it.
Na fe wa se no.
Only two.
Niema mi enu pe.
Take away.
Yifi ho.
The lances.
Ni tumika ta.
Take away.
Na wa fe fi ho.
Is legal right.
Ni ho kwai na woni so.
Then command it.
Efe de wa se no.
It's not God who is delaying you.
It's
not God who is holding anything from
you. Whatever
you are looking for and expecting has already been paid for.
As a matter
of fact, I don't share tears again about it for any Christian.
Because I've come to realize
that yourself,
you
are your own problem.
Wani wankasa wo how?
It's not even Satan.
And yes, Satan po.
I'm telling you.
Okay, you
when I hear the way some husbands are handling their wives.
Oh, tisani e krunumbim eya omoyire no ma.
One day when the woman say I'm tired, I'm going. Then you are saying the devil has attacked my man. Which
devil? Na krobane gase ma be ti mi ko a. Now so obonsan wa to anse wa wa re so. Obonsan ben.
If I have my own way.
I
would have terminated some marriages.
And kawarebi de ko agu ni nyina dada.
I would sack some wives.
And koba pama yiri no
bi. I would ask some husband to sack their wives.
Obebi se kunu mu se mon pam mo yiri no.
I would ask some wives to leave their husbands.
Obebi se ayiri mu se mon nya mu kunu no.
Because they are just men, they are not husbands.
Omoye emema, omoye ekunu no.
It's different to be a man and it's different to be a husband.
Eya so ko se obeya
omema. A man is different.
A man is
simply you are born with a penis and it's a two testicle. Is it two or three? Some have three, eh? Or one. You are born with a penis and what? Some testicle. That is a man. So you grow like that. That's a man. That's a man. To be a husband, you must develop a character.
Na so be okunu no ese wonye suban bi.
Oh, become your husband.
So be okunu.
You must take yourself through some training.
Ese wo do fa entitie bi mo.
You must cut some things off your life.
Ese wo tani ema bi fi wa bra bo mo.
You must go through some discipline to become a husband.
Ese wo fa entitie bi mo be okunu.
The same way.
Sa kwa okunu ni so a.
To be a woman is to have your breast.
When
you have some things, every month you are menstruating. Because men don't menstruate, it's women who menstruate. Any man you see who menstruate is not correct. That is a woman.
When you
but to be a wife.
Na sobe yo oyiri.
O kaya barakata
kabaya.
To be a wife.
Sobe yo oyiri.
You must train yourself.
Esa otete wo ho.
How to talk.
Se ne kasa.
How to submit.
Se na obebre ho ase.
How to respect.
Se na obebu ade afa.
What to say, what not to say.
Ni esa wo kan ni esa wo kan.
What not ni esa wo ye.
Any ni esa sa wo ye.
If I have my way.
Awo no ho kwan a.
I will ask some husband to sack their wife.
Obebi se kunu se mo mpa mo yire no.
Because they are not yet wives.
Esa mo nya ye ayire no ye.
They are just women.
And
I would have asked some women to also leave their husbands.
Because
they are just men. But God hasn't given me that power. There are situations I handle. When they come, I handle them. But there are some situations I send them to
the marriage.
These are foolish matters. They can handle it. I don't have time for those things. Let me tell you, if you haven't developed character, and you enter marriage, people will hear your matter. your matter must go public. A panel must sit and hear about your immaturity and your everything. But if you are a real husband or a real wife, still in marriage, there are problems that come. That one, I will not refer you. I will handle it myself. Like today, some of our girls, they are just happy to marry. Because they can have sex. So they are qualified to marry. Who told you that marriage is only sex? You don't know. You don't know the stories we are hearing. We can't tell you. And your friends cannot tell you. Why did I say all these things?
I didn't try some way.
The point is, no one is delaying you. No witch is fighting your marriage. If there is any witch or any power fighting, something has given that power lances or rights, and it is about you. I am very careful of my language, but I'm tempted to say, some people will never change. Sometimes when they go to meetings and my wife is briefing me, I say, look, these people, this person will never change. Stop wasting time. They will change.
Once it's on,
God cannot change them. Because they have given license and legal rights. The few minutes we have. Look, what is your mindset? What do you believe? What rules you? That's the license. That's the legal right. Any situation in your life that is not changing, please get this before we pray. Any situation that is not yielding or bowing, after praying all, doing all the gymnastics, sometimes when I go to Achimota Forest, I only go there to spy how people are praying. Because it looks so nice. When you get to some groups, I say, oh my God, look at it.
I said,
I told you yesterday, we were praying Legon Botanical Garden.
I said,
From 1985 to 1989, we used to
go
to
the Botanical
Garden. Look, this lighthouse. They come there, churches will come there with instruments.
Have
church service. It was not small. Legon Botanical Garden. Before they move us to
Achimota.
When they are praying, the actions. They are speaking in tongues. When it got to a point, they will jump and hold the tree, the branch. Then you hear the person has fallen. The branch has fallen to the ground. Listen to me.
See me.
So all this rakato. Now, all mokpa prayers are not working.
Now,
is Alpha what? Alpha Hour.
Alpha Hour.
There are others. Which ones again? Eh? No, some came before.
There was some. I said, Alpha Hour.
Uh-huh. Look, who told you that those didn't change anything?
One of us said, BB.
So you have mentioned the name Jesus.
What about yesterday?
Several times.
In Pembebre.
I'm a deliverance minister. Like I just said.
Hey,
I started praying deliverance 1979. Six months after I got born again. I started casting out devils.
Some
will be laughing. You think you can cast me? Look, all those things you see in TB Joshua 1979, we experienced it.
Only that,
in the Volta region, we didn't have exposure.
Now, from that time,
all those things happened in TB Joshua. In our ministry. We have seen them. They are not new.
And you are the fourth row.
But you know,
Nasunim,
as you persist,
Nasel talk us no
4 hours,
don't show
9, 5 hours,
don't show no.
In fact, those days when we didn't have experience,
Emra Yenis, you're going to cry, woman,
as the demon.
So
when are you going?
It's in a man alcohol, not all done than you know, not or kicker baby
tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
what time?
Achina, baby.
Then we begin to think, Charlie, the demon say tomorrow.
Now, if you are senior, I don't want to say it now.
Mike, we have gone through things, so.
I'll find you, we will.
Makabarakata kabaya. Listen to me.
I see team.
Check any legal right.
Kwambia, Odiama.
That you have given to the situation.
Odiama, Tibiano.
The reason why nothing is
happening. The reason why.
The power behind the situation is not bowing.
The
reason why the demon is laughing. I remember this town. Alavanyo Kweme. 1984. After secondary school.
I
was sent there to Kesa Fellowship.
Oh, yes,
I arrived around 5 p.m. We're going to have an all night. And then we went for the all night. We were six. When we got there, five of them started manifesting. So only myself and a brother. We were standing. Some were crawling like snakes. Some were doing like crocodiles. Some were operating like. What we do now?
And then yes, Abri.
So we started commanding.
It's if I see Shomo.
I remember.
Okay.
Myself and this brother.
Onin Oniabeme.
We were commanding.
Yes.
This
no.
Particular lady.
Nasa Ababa
Sulu. The people will laugh and laugh and laugh and
Adam
laugh.
Then I
get angry.
Nani well fool.
Can you cast me out? With fufu and palm soup.
Now, wait me at too many fufu ni aben crying.
So I asked the brother, what did you eat?
And then, oh dear.
He said, Bradela. They call me Bradela.
Bradela.
Honestly.
Ne kremu say.
My stomach is full.
Ma.
I say, go out.
I say, pee.
Immediately he left.
Onye fi ope.
The demon started coming out.
Na Adam money fi asit fi fi ko. Amu fi fi pi pi.
From 9 p.m.
The
last person was delivered at 4 a.m.
5
people. I delivered them. 1984. Tonight we want to pray.
And you may have a vampire.
Stop wasting your time.
Yes, I was summary.
Mokpa. Please. Let me remove the word waste. You are not wasting time. You are building any place you can build your prayer like build. Don't think that your solution is with any prophet. These prayers you are praying here.
If you
can record them and go and pray them well.
Wait till I check with videos from Kobani here.
Say, my Father in heaven, I thank you for tonight. I am a covenant child. I come before you as a covenant child. As a covenant child, I surrender to you. I surrender to the Holy Spirit. I surrender to the name of Jesus. I surrender to the blood of Jesus. I surrender to the word of God. I surrender, I surrender, I surrender, I surrender.
I surrender. Yes, O Lord. I surrender, I surrender, I surrender, I surrender, I surrender, I surrender to the Holy Spirit, I surrender to our Lord Jesus Christ, I surrender to the word of God, I surrender, 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 in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
Say, make our soul.
Anything in me,
that
will hinder my prayer, from entering into your throne. Search my heart, Holy Spirit. I confess and I renounce. 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 Anything in me that will hinder my prayer, ascend it to your throne. Father, my Father, I confess and I renounce. I confess and I renounce. I confess and I renounce.
I confess and I renounce. I confess and I renounce. I confess and I renounce. I confess and I renounce. I confess and I renounce. I confess and I renounce. I confess and I renounce.
Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I put on the whole armor of God.
I put on the whole armor of God.
I saturate myself.
In
the armor of God. I saturate. I am a covenant child of God. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say now.
now.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare every unyielding situation,
We should have prayed this one before taking away their land. Say, my Father in heaven.
Anything in me
that has given this situation.
I confess and I renounce
anything in my life that has given
the spirit,
the powers behind this situation, the license and the legal right
not to bow.
I confess, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
My wife was talking to a lady who called, always my husband. Then my wife asked her, what duty you do?
Then I'll be saying,
that caused your husband to react this way.
Say,
I don't do anything. That's why I say you are lying. No man. Just act anyhow. Every reaction, to every action, there is a reaction. A positive and negative. There is
equal reaction.
And that's physics, eh? I'm forgetting my physics. I have to go and study my physics. Every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Why is that many people don't like me?
Any place I enter,
people talk about me.
There
is something about you.
Baby, for who?
That's the Lancet.
And you need to me clear now.
That's why you are still what you are. There is a Lancet. The situation has a Lancet, a legal right.
Na tibia no wo to me creator e wo ho kwan.
Say my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
As a covenant child of God.
As a covenant child of God.
I declare to you Satan.
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 Every unyielding agent. I am a man of God.
Say any spirit behind this delay in my life.
Any spirit
behind this condition in my business. Any spirit that is causing this situation not to change. Any spirit that is causing this solution not to come. Any situation that is causing this situation, this condition, not to change. I have given to the powers, to the spirit behind the situation, behind the condition, behind my painful experience, behind this rejection, behind this delay, behind this singleness, behind this barrenness, behind this error, behind this stagnation, behind this setback, behind this setback, behind this indebtedness, behind this indebtedness, any lances I have given to the heart knowingly or unknowingly. Tonight I withdraw the lances, I withdraw the legal rights, ancestral lances, and legal rights, family lances, and legal rights, parental lances, and legal rights. That has been given to any spirit, to any demon, to any power, to any altar, to any shrine, to fight against me, to rise against me, to work against me. As I clap my hands, I withdraw your lances. By the blood of Jesus, I take away your lances. I take away your lances. Ancestral lances, tribal lances, legal rights, family lances, legal. I take away. Say, as a child of the new covenant,
as a child of the new covenant,
the superior covenant,
the superior covenant,
the supreme covenant,
the supreme covenant,
the ultimate covenant,
the ultimate covenant
of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
I am a child of that covenant.
I am a child.
I am a child of that covenant.
I am a child.
As a child of that covenant,
as a child of that covenant,
as a child of that covenant,
as a child of that
covenant, and with the blood.
And with the blood
of Jesus Christ,
of Jesus Christ,
of the new covenant,
and of the new covenant.
I detach myself. Let me tell you. If you can take note of these prayers.
Now, umpire, your boy, wait me.
Focus on them.
Now do we need a soa?
You will be delivered from what I call prophetic entrapment.
Now obey if you will be a
stop chasing prophets.
We just say we need him come to
what we need prophets who
you hear comes a fool.
But prophets are taking advantage.
And so comes a fool for one quenya.
Look, we have the Holy Spirit in you. Who can teach you all the God didn't say we should depend on prophet. We should depend on what? The Holy Spirit. These are the prayers that we call self-deliverance prayers.
One time,
some years ago, there was this prophetic ministry. Every they would give you a word, they would say me to let me go and see.
I think I'm saying you may give me now, baby.
I'm not saying that. I go and they look at me. They just.
Oh, my God, I see who they call.
What does he have to tell me?
And then, oh, my God, tell me.
He's telling people lies.
They say, in Trunko, I'm not going to tell
these prayers.
Sampai.
I am telling you.
Oh, catch them.
This is your deliverance.
Wait, what here?
If you pray these prayers well,
now open year, sampai
you don't become a victim to any prophet.
So
that the day you stop going, they start cursing you.
Now
give me Esther chapter 3, verse 9.
Esther 3:9.
We want to see something. We want to pray a prayer right now.
Yeah, but one prayer is here.
Anything of mine that has been sold out. Any price that has been paid. To the devil. For my dream. For my destiny. Are you saying the prayer? You don't know. It's powerful. If it pleases the king, let a decree be issued to destroy them. And I will give 10,000 talents of silver to the king's administrators for the royal treasury. 10,000 talents of silver. That is about $3 billion.
$3
billion dollars.
$3 billion.
2014, or is it 204 calculation? 204, 204 exchange rate.
Yeah, in pim,
it doesn't say 20 billion, it's 10 billion. $10 billion
of PPP do
that. Haman said, I will pay.
Ah, Haman can say, mate,
for the destruction.
I'm not say, yeah.
When did we go to Burkina Faso? When was I a speaker in Bobo Dioulasso at Lamine Sana Sports Stadium? 2013. The woman who organized the program, the whole stadium was full. I was the speaker. Woman who organized the program.
But now she said, you may know.
The husband was the finance minister.
Now new career. I know his Kasem so.
For about three governments. They don't change it. The things he told me.
Now some are catching me
in the night.
And I too.
He took me to certain places in the town.
And the milk come here, maybe we'll grow no more.
We buried the cow here.
Yes,
we buried this thing here.
Yes,
we buried this thing here.
Yes, this
place.
Sabi,
when he says that, it means human being. Do you know what people do? One day, one of the Muslims here.
I said, Papa,
nobody can kill you.
The
things we have done against you in this area,
the
things we have buried, including some things. Francis, what is Francis? He was the one, the taxi you went and brought, your friend. He was telling me all that.
I see, taxi we are confined by our down for me.
Say no, now we have surrendered.
I see, sabri di eje bi bi emo.
You don't know what you don't know.
Oh, Nemo.
You don't know the price somebody has paid for your dream and your star not to shine. You don't know. But you know, a higher price has been paid.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus has redeemed you.
Amen.
I said the blood has redeemed you.
Amen.
Give me Esther chapter 7.
Amen. I think so.
Esther chapter 7.
I think so.
This is Esther 3:9. Go to Esther chapter 7. verses 4. Esther 7, 4. This was what Esther said to the king. For I and my people have been sold to be destroyed, killed and annihilated. If we had merely been sold as male and female slaves, I would have kept quiet, because no such distress would justify disturbing the king. Give me 5. King Xerxes asked Queen Esther, who is he? Where is he? The man who has dared to do such a thing. 6. Esther said, an adversary, an enemy, this vile Haman. Then Haman was terrified before the king and the queen. Let's end it. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
And the price.
And the price.
That has been paid to Satan. And to the powers of darkness.
And the powers of darkness.
Against my star.
Against
my destiny.
Against
my dream.
Against
my rising.
Against
my marriage.
Against
my health. And the price that has been paid. And the price that has been paid. Let the blood of Jesus.
Let the blood of Jesus.
Let the blood of Jesus.
Let the blood of
Jesus. As I clap my hands, let the blood of Jesus Say anything of mine.
Anything of mine.
That has been sold.
That has been sold.
Anything of mine.
Anything of mine.
That has been sold out.
That has been sold out.
By any covenant.
By any covenant.
Any aspect of my life.
Any aspect of my life.
That has been sold out.
That has been sold out.
By any covenant.
By any covenant.
Let the blood of Jesus.
Let the blood of Jesus.
The supreme covenant.
The supreme covenant.
Let the blood of Jesus.
Let the blood of Jesus.
Redeem and restore.
Redeem and restore.
Redeem and restore.
Redeem and restore.
As I clap my hands. Any aspect of my life, anything of mine that has been sold out
by
the covenant,
by the covenant,
by any covenant, as I clap my hands, let the supreme blood of Jesus Christ redeem and restore, redeem and restore,
redeem and restore,
let the blood of Jesus Christ
redeem and restore.
Restore. We are going to pray it another way, the final prayer. Say anything,
anything
of mine. That has been sold out by any covenant with the blood of Jesus Christ, with the blood of the new covenant.
I redeem it.
I redeem it.
I redeem it.
I redeem it.
I retrieve it.
Anything of mine that has been sold out by any covenant, ancestral covenant, family covenant, tribal covenant, parental covenant. Anything of mine that has been sold out to any spirit, to any principality, to any power, by ancestral covenant, family covenant, parental covenant, tribal covenant, environmental covenant, atmospheric covenant, with the blood of Jesus, the supreme covenant. I redeem.
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 As I clap my hands,
I redeem you right now with the blood of Jesus. I take it back. I take it back.
I redeem.
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 Every aspect of my life that has been sold out with the supreme blood of Jesus, the blood of the new covenant,
I redeem it. I redeem
it. I redeem
it. I redeem
it. I redeem it. I redeem
it.
Please
don't just pray.
I see my man by a keke.
Be conscious.
Amen.
Of your dreams. Be conscious.
Amen.
Of the happenings around you.
Amen.
Because these prayers,
it says, Empire,
they are redemptive prayers.
Empire, Eti, or the Empire.
I am telling you,
or catch you,
something is working.
Baby, hey, yeah, Juma.
You know, after the 11th hour prayer, I just felt I should go and rest.
Don't show you about Gumba, boy, you know, or think I saw me.
Then I had a dream.
I'm not so that, yeah.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Anything I lost.
Anything
where I was brought up.
Maybe
where
I was brought up.
I saw myself in my village.
And
the people I saw. Old people.
Who
died when I was young. And the things they were saying.
Now in some of more can.
Say anything I lost.
Anything,
anything
that was stolen from me.
Anything that was stolen from
me. Where I was brought up.
Where I was brought up.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus.
I locate right now.
I locate.
I take it back. I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I locate.
I take it back.
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 I am Jesus day.
Amen.
I entered the ministry. I went to Bible school right from secondary school. 1984. I finished secondary school O level. 85. I entered Bible school.
And of course, trust somebody soon.
At age 22, I've been in the ministry.
And my said you knew.
Up to today.
I
haven't done anything in life.
Prayer.
Empire. Go to North Condition and ask.
North Condition no visa.
Go to the go and ask.
No visa.
But that was it.
And so, I don't know.
You say you are a Christian.
You are a Christian.
You are joking around. You are not serious. Point to the ground right now.
So,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
Christ. Anywhere on earth.
Anywhere on earth.
That any dream of mine has been buried. That any dream of mine has been buried. Anywhere on earth. That any cemetery,
that
any place, that anything of mine has been buried by the power of the blood of Jesus, of the blood of Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. I take it back.
I take it back.
Let the earth open and give it up. Give it up right now. Give it up. 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 Give it up.
Let the earth open and give it up.
Give it up.
Take it back. The Lord said, I should tell somebody here. Your things will start appearing to you. Your things will start appearing to you. They 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 will start appearing to you. Sakala makaranda shabaha. Proto karama shabaha. Yapakara kata. Some of you, your marriages have been perished. Your traveling documents have been perished. Your husbands have been perished. Your wives have been buried. Your wombs have been buried. Yes, I dream about a cousin of mine whose womb has been buried. I saw it in the cemetery. I commanded the womb, come out. Come out. 3 months after, she got pregnant. After 15 years of marriage, I declare to you right now, anything of yours that has been buried on this ground, on this ground, on this ground, I command the earth, anywhere in this world, I command you the earth, give it up right now, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of
Jesus. Anything of ours that have been buried, I command you this earth. Give it up. Give it up. Vomit it out. Vomit it out. By blood and by fire. By blood and by fire. By blood and by fire. Anything belonging to any member of this house. Anyone following online that has been buried. Anyone that you did for me. With the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The ultimate blood. The supreme blood. The overcoming blood. The superior blood. And the power of the Holy Spirit. I command the end. Give it up. 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 Give it up.
Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up, give it up, give it up.
Yes.
Anything of yours,
Jesus,
that has been cast into any river.
Yes.
Your name was written on a stone. Your destiny written on the stone and cast into a river. Cast to a stream for the river to carry it away. I command
Jesus name.
Every river here on earth,
Jesus name,
at the voice and the sound of the Holy Spirit,
Jesus name,
anything of any child of God that has been cast into you, give it up right now.
Jesus,
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 Shatakota, Ibratakola, Libreketeke Baranda Kabaya. Lift up your hands. Say, my Father in heaven, we lift your victory banner.
We lift your victory banner.
Of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary.
Of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary.
The victory over principalities and
principalities powers.
We lift the victory banner.
We lift the victory banner
over this nation.
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 Over every region.
Over every region.
Over every tribe.
Over every tribe.
Over every tradition.
Over every tradition.
Over every culture.
Over every people.
Over every people.
Over every people.
We lift this banner.
We lift
the victory banner.
The victory banner.
Over this nation.
Over this nation.
Over this nation.
Over Africa,
over Africa,
over
North and South America,
over Asia,
over Australia,
over Australia,
over Europe.
We lift the victory banner.
We lift the victory banner
against principalities.
Kashakara, Ibrekete Barata, Isokoto Kabata, Ibrekete Barata, Shalika Kabata. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
we lift your victory banner.
We lift your victory banner
over the nation Israel.
Over the nation Israel.
Over the nation Israel.
Over the nation.
Over the principalities and the powers. That is your own nation. We lift your victory banner.
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 We lift your victory banner against continental demons.
Against continental demons.
Against continental principalities, against national principalities,
against national powers.
We lift your victory banner.
We lift your victory banner.
We lift your victory banner. Begin to thank the Lord right
now.
I'm telling you,
thank you, Father.
The prayers are answered. Thank the Lord right now. I tell you, thank the Lord right now. Oh, testimonies are coming. God is just giving me the interpretation of the dream I had. And God said it relates to everyone here.
I saw somebody who was being crowned.
Omo say see obi. So he knew.
As a leader of a group, like a party.
E ko bi odikeni.
And the person was refusing.
No, 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 Elpo.
They said no.
I said that we.
I can't lead this group again.
I can't lead this
group again. And as the person was struggling, the person fainted. The person fainted, collapsed, and was carried into a certain compound. All this thing in my hometown. And when I got there, that was where I saw some old people. Do you know the meaning God is giving me? God says, the prayers you are praying, that group is the group that is fighting you. And the person that is being crowned is actually the leader who has been dethroned and defeated. And they want to put the person back. But the person say, I cannot. I declare to you, anybody that is leading any group that is fighting your destiny, they have been overthrown. 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 They have been cast down. Beloved, the month of August is a roaring month. That's why the symbol for the month of August is a lion. Roar. So we must roar in prayer. The fasting is only for this month. We are left with about 15 or 16 days to end the fast. And continue the prayer. So I encourage you. Be part of the fasting. Be part of the prayers. And please. Find time for yourself to pray. Follow the podcast. We are not saying that all that you should do these days is only prayer, but devote
sensitive
to prayer. Whilst you are driving,
whilst
you are working, be alert in prayer. Be alert in the Holy Spirit. Because now is our time.
Na sabri any embre.
I say now is our time.
Sa ebre we any embre.
Thank you so much.
Na mo nyina say
we continue tomorrow.
Atuna beto aso.
And then Friday.
Any fiada.
Morning podcast 6 a.m.
And upon no see
11th hour prayer parade.
Na don ko e no duba kone fa.
And then evening we gather here again.
Na enyumri e sabi si mo habio.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And please wait, there is a committee. And then you have a good idea and you are going there. Don't go and impose. Go there and just give your ideas. Don't go so that immediately you get there, you are the expert. They should give it to you. No, they don't do it like that. They were there before. So you interact. That's how we work in the church. And gradually, you'll be fixed inside. Don't have a talent. You come here, you know how to play guitar. And because you have an issue with the music director, you'll be sitting down there. You don't know what you are doing to yourself. The things God is telling me, He said, I am not blessing some people. He said, what? Because they haven't taken what they are doing as a ministry.
They
haven't taken it as a calling.
I saw prayer.
Who tells me to come and lead prayer? How much do you pay me? Do you know these things I'm doing here? You have no idea. But it is my calling. I've taken it as a covenant. As a ministry.
because God is marking me.
Nyame, oitwa me.
It is through this day that any danger that is coming, I'll say, God, remember, it is from me you have been getting this. If you allow this thing to sweep me,
you
won't get it again. Then God will say, it is true. I will keep you. That's how you should be with God. He will set you apart. Shall we rise right
now?
Nobody should beg you to come to choir practice. Beg you to come and play drums. You don't know what you are doing. You play drums like that 100 years, you will not be blessed. Take it as a ministry. Take it as a covenant. And then you will see. You see the level God will lift you. Some struggles you will never pass through. Lift up your hand. Say, Lord, I rededicate my life unto you. Help me to see my work with you as a calling, as a ministry, as a covenant. I thank you. Because from now, I am going to begin to see results. Lord, you said things will start appearing to me. I am ready to welcome them. Even on my way home, even in my sleep, my night sleep, my day life, let them appear. Let them appear. The thing that the earth has released, the thing that the sea and the rivers has released, let them appear. Let them appear. Let them appear. I welcome them. I receive them. You know something? I see angels at all the entrances. And all the angels, they have stretched their two hands.
It is like us. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.